Psalms 37:14 is our scripture today, if you've been following along. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright.
Father, today as I rest in your lovely presence, I ask that you make me like you in your compassion for the poor and needy. Lord, I want to be an extension of you in this world. Father, soften my heart towards the poor and the sick, the imprisoned and the widows, the orphans, the distressed, the despondent souls that are all around me. Show me how much these ones need the refreshment that a compassionate heart will bring. And forgive me, Father, that the lost ones in this world have seen so little of your compassion in me. Amen.
Today, think about what it would mean to be at mercy, at the mercy of those all around you. Wouldn't you want them to be compassionate towards you? So many times, we fail to show mercy and compassion because we believe it's someone else's job. But your simple touch, your simple prayer, your simple love on someone in Jesus' name can change their lives, my friend.
Today's action. Adopt the compassion of Jesus as your very own today. Practice it on someone who is less fortunate in your midst. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, reading from verse 33. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?
Just a simple little story. It's called A Warm Coat. In his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Efficient People, Stephen Covey tells of spending an evening with his two sons. They did a variety of things, ending with a movie. 4-year-old Sean fell asleep during the movie, and when it was over, Covey picked him up in his arms, carried him to the car, laid him in the back seat, and it was very cold that evening, so he took off his coat and gently arranged it around the boy. Later that evening, the time came to tuck in 6-year-old Stephen. Covey tried to talk to him about the evening to find out what he liked the most, but there was little response. Suddenly, Stephen turned over on his side facing the wall and started to cry. "What's wrong, honey? What is it?" he asked. The boy turned back, his chin quivering, his eyes wet. "Daddy," he asked, "if I were cold, would you put your coat around me too?" Covey wrote of all the events of that special night together, the most important was that little act of kindness, the momentary unconscious showing of love to his little brother.